But we still have internet.
Wow.
We're on cell phone.
Are you in the mountains? Are you in the mountains?
No, we were in the hills. No, we're not over in the East Tennessee where the mountains are.
Okay.
But we're in the hills of Middle Tennessee around the Tennessee and Buffalo River.
Interesting.
I have a question for Howard. You said that you were going to take this to your state party on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what do you think?
Well, the proposal that I was drafting up is not quite completed yet, and I wondered if maybe we shouldn't work on completing that before you take it to your state party.
Sounds then, good to me, yeah.
Then maybe all three of us should then take it to our state parties at the same time or thereabouts.
Yeah, I agree. I need some help approaching my state party with something like this, you know.
Well, I will have the proposal all drafted, and what you need to do is present the proposal and then defend it. So, does that sound too simple?
Yes, and you know, my state party is meeting, I think, September. They just sent out a notice. September 16th. Their meeting. And I usually go in person up to the meeting.
Oh, okay.
And
our state central committee does not meet in person. We do have a membership meeting, though, scheduled for September. They may want to push this into the membership meeting as opposed to the central committee, because the membership meeting votes take precedence over the state central committee.
Right, and I think this is a membership meeting on the 16th of September.
Yeah,
and I think
ours is just about the same time. Is that the first weekend after Labor Day? No, second. Ours is the weekend after Labor Day is in September. So I don't know if I'm going to go. It's up in Traverse City, and that's 3-4 hours from me. So I'm not sure I'm going to go to the meeting. We can usually attend it by internet. So.
Right.
All right.
So I've been on the state committee just this last year. This is new for me, but I've attended two of their meetings. And one of them, I presented a request to the membership to change the platform to add certain monetary reform from the national platform to our state platform. And there was a discussion. And then people voted, and they voted yes. I mean, it wasn't very controversial. I don't know if this is going to be controversial.
Well, I don't know either. Actually, I noticed that one of our members voted yes on these latest proposals, and one of them abstained. We have a lot of friction in the Michigan party, and I'm not sure if this is going to be a problem or not. Sometimes we have a difficulty getting a quorum to vote on anything. However, you know, we have a new committee manager who has finally furnished us with contact information for all the other members, so I can at least lobby them to vote for us. So I think maybe we can now get it passed through our central committee. It may take a month or so. We, you know, we have discussion period, voting period, and all that stuff. And
right. All right, great.
Well, that leads me to a request. When you say lobbying them to vote, that maybe we could work up materials, because that we do have a listserv where I can send materials to the people in New York State?
Yeah, well, the proposal, if you noticed when I sent you out the proposal, there is a section at the bottom saying resources. And usually what people do is put links to various places where you can learn more about this. And I need to leave it up to the two of you to do that because I don't have links to resources.
Can you?
That's the number one thing, because that proposal is not complete until those resources are filled in there. So that's all I'm asking the two of you to do.
Rita, can you put your proposal? I don't know if I.
You want me to put it
on the chat so we could see it?
On a chat. I don't know. I don't know if I can or not.
Could you email that?
All right. I'm not real techie here, so hang on a second. Let me see if I can find the proposal first.
Can you email that to me also?
Yeah, I emailed it to you both twice, but I understand that you did a lot of emails.
I don't remember reading it.
Okay, hang on a second here.
And she can also share her screen.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, I can't find it. So any. Oh, wait a second here. Proposal. Okay, I found one draft of it here that's on. That I've got saved, which is the quickest way to get it here. I'm going to email it to both of you, okay?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Right.
Because I don't know how to post stuff on Zoom.
If you just bring your screen, have it up on one page in your computer, you can go to the bottom here where it says share screen.
Yeah.
And then it'll give you a selection of your screens to share, and you can pick the one that has the proposal on it to share on the screen.
Okay, I'll try that. Hang on a second. Okay. It says, now, what do I share screen? Is that
share
what I want?
Screen. Yeah. Okay. And then it'll give you a selection of screens to pick.
Looks like this one. Nope, that's not it. Here we go. I found it. Okay. Now what do? I selected it. I share screen. Okay, let's see what happens here.
Ta-da! There it is.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now this is the one that I set up to send to my state party. And I think we will probably, I don't know how to do this when we have multiple parties involved. So you want to use your own, but I'm following the format in the bylaws. We need the sponsor, contact information, subject, blah, blah, blah. Everything's in there except right out at the bottom where it says references.
Okay, we can fix you up with that.
Okay. And then, you know, you can follow the same format, just put your own sponsor and your own contact information. And this is the proposal that I'm going to give to my state party.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Rita.
Shall we read through it? And
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I had hoped you would do before. And, you know, look it over. Sure, yeah, read through it.
Decision-making timeline requested 2 weeks discussion followed by 1 week votes. Okay.
That's in accordance with the bylaws.
The bylaws of Michigan or?
No, national bylaws.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what my proposal is going to say is to, this is what I'm going to send to our state party, but my proposal to the state party will be to ask the national party to approve this committee. And this will be presented as what I want to submit to the national. Okay?
Okay. And the chair is the chair of your state party, that
yes,
chair.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Lisa?
Terrific.
I'm going to just read this. Let me see. Recent proposed platform amendments that involved elements of the banking and monetary systems in the U.S. were discussed by the National Committee. The discussion revealed that there is need to provide education and clarification of the present banking and monetary system with respect to the creation of new money and the role of the Federal Reserve Bank and private commercial banks in creating money. That's great. I love it. The present debt-based monetary system is rarely, if ever, included in the curriculum of high schools and undergraduate studies at colleges and universities. The present systems contribute to the adverse economic conditions and particularly the wealth disparity that continues to get worse. The discussion of the platform amendments probably caused further confusion to members of the National Committee. Do we want to say probably?
Could we say may have? Could we say may have caused further confusion?
You want to change to may have?
Yeah. Oh, the probably.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I will change that. I can't do it right now, but...
Okay.
Right, yeah, that's okay.
If established, the mission statement of the Banking and Monetary Reform Committee would most likely include providing educational materials to Green Party members and Green Party candidates, drafting Green Party position statements and press releases with respect to pending or new legislation affecting banking and monetary systems, proposing platform amendments, endorsing organizations that advocate banking and monetary reform that agrees with the Green Party's 10 values, and promoting actions advocating banking and monetary reform. Wow, that's a hefty sentence there.
Is that all one sentence?
Yeah. Do you want to say again, would most likely include or just would include?
I don't know. You know, once it's set up, then we can give them a formalized mission statement. This is just to allow us to start a new committee.
Okay.
I don't think we have to establish that till after we have some committee members and agree upon a mission statement.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
I understand. Okay. So just let me look at
the... Now, I ran this by somebody who has made a proposal like this already, and she suggested to me that it was fine except the implementation, that I should include the timelines in there a little better. Now, I have no idea how long this is going to take. So,
right.
The two of you, I'm sure, have more experience with the National Committee than I do, obviously. And maybe you have some ideas how long this kind of stuff takes.
Well, Howard's a member of the National Committee. I'm not a member.
So am I, Sue. But I'm a new member. Okay.
Right.
Howard's been on there, as I understand, at least 17 years.
Oh, God.
Right. Yep. So, well, this, I would guess that the two-week discussion followed by one-week vote is a reasonable timeline to be requested.
Yes, that is according to the bylaws, okay? And it's also possible for that to be extended, okay?
Yes.
If the proposers want to extend it for another week, I think we can do that under the bylaws.
we can extend it up to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said that would be approved by the steering committee.
Yeah, if it would have to be approved by the steering committee, but we can request an extension if necessary.
Right.
But I think weeks is plenty.
Yeah, everybody's gonna get tired of it after 2 weeks anyway.
Exactly.
I can absolutely predict that with accuracy.
I could relate. Yeah.
Okay, the implementation is inform state parties of the creation of the new committee and request that they recruit and approve members to serve on the committee. Temporary officers may conduct meetings until the election of officers. Further administrative matters required by the bylaws will be completed when the required number of states are represented on the committee. We have to have 5 states on the committee before we can submit our final statement of purpose, rules, and so on to the steering committee.
Right, and I think this proposal that you've done, Rita, is going to be a useful tool for talking to people about it.
Okay.
So we need one more state to right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We have what state is Kevin in?
Texas.
Okay, that would be 4 states, and it would be New York, Texas, Michigan, and Tennessee. It doesn't matter as far as making the proposal. It's after we have the committee established and new members. As soon as we have 5 states represented, we can elect temporary officers and go about our formal organizing. This happened. I'm co-chair of the Peace Action Committee.
Oh, good.
And this was dormant for years and was reestablished. And so we went through this reorganizing process of the Peace Action Committee. And they had to wait till they had 5 states represented before they could elect temporary officers and present our mission statement and everything to the steering committee. And so anyway, when I joined, I think I was the 5th state to join. So we got the committee reestablished, and then when we have had an election for formal officers at the national meeting, they elected me co-chair. So I'm now co-chair of the Peace Action Committee.
All right.
So I've been through this kind of process of setting up a committee, and so I've been, Dee Taylor has been helping me with it, because she's the one that went through all of this process to get the Peace Action Committee reactivated.
Yeah. Oh, terrific. Terrific.
So let me see if I understand, Rita. So we need how many states?
5, eventually. We don't need 5 to present this to the...
Okay.
For voting, we eventually will need 5 on the committee.
Okay.
In order to finalize all the things that need to be finalized.
So
to present
this proposal for voting by the national committee, the 4 states we have now would be enough.
Yeah, right. In fact, we don't even need 4. 1 state could present it.
Right, but
it's having to carry a little more weight if we have more than 1 state involved.
Right.
Right.
But
we don't want like what Nebraska did, you know.
Right, but I only.
Right.
By the way, did you notice that Nebraska abstained on the voting?
Yes. Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe that. I mean.
Did that tell you something?
Yeah. It tells me something, but I have many questions I'd like to have answered.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the Nebraska owes us an explanation is what I feel like, you know.
I really feel like that, too.
Okay, I don't know how long this implementation will last. They asked for a time frame, and I don't know. I could throw something in there like 4 months or 5 months or something.
But
by the time we recruit more people and have five states and submit our final documents, I would say it will take probably 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And we just guess at that. I don't think they really care.
Right.
Okay.
They just want to do an idea.
I will add something about the time frame.
Okay.
And time frame. I'm making notes here. By the way, my telephone number is here up at the top if you want to jot it down.
Oh, great. Let me write that down.
And I would like your telephone numbers as well, so.
All right. We'll send it on.
Okay. Yeah, you can just email them to me. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, now what I need from you are references down at the bottom.
Yeah, and we'll take care of that.
Okay.
Send you the references. And
what references? Howard, what are you thinking?
Now, when I submit this as a proposal to my state party, I'll send you a copy of the actual proposal that goes to the party. Because what we're asking the party to do is to submit this proposal to the national committee or the steering committee or whatever.
And so our references, they should be links to about the issue. Is that right? They should be the things.
Yes, I would think so, yeah. And like I said, I can't supply that. I don't, I mean, I understand the monetary system, but my studying of this whole thing ceased about 10 years ago, so.
Right, well, we've got a bunch of references we can add
in there. Yeah, I would appreciate reading them too. I know that Sue sent a bunch of references on the national.
Committee. I think some of those.
He had a whole page of references there, and I kind of saved that, but I haven't read them. And I wanted your input on here before I decide what should go on here.
Right.
Howard, what are you thinking? I'm not sure. This is all new to me. But what references?